you've got a valuable resource in your back garden, leaves. Don't chuck them in the bin or even overload the compost with them, because Marianne Cole from Surrey County Council has a much better idea.
Well, basically, the most effective thing to do with them is to make leaf mould. You can add a few to your compost bin should you wish to, but really, it's a waste of an excellent resource where you can make something as valuable as leaf mould.
Can't I just put it in the bin and then it'll end up in a landfill site and presumably it'll all decompose anyway, so it's not a problem?
It will do, but again, that's such a waste. Well, we're trying to reduce the amount of biodegradable waste that goes to landfill, because it's actually not good to have things rotting in the ground. That's where you have problems of leachate. And leaves are an excellent example of something that doesn't need to go in your bin.
So what do I do with them then if I'm not going to put them in the dustbin?
Basically, the easiest thing to do with them is to gather them up separately if you can and just put them in a out-of-the-way part of the garden, perhaps in bin liners or in a wire dustbin if you have one, and just leave them for about 18 months. And after that time, you will have a lovely, fine, crumbly mixture that you can use as a mulch, soil improver, or to use for potting.
Now, what if I get other things mixed up in there, I don't know, bits of old plants or grass or stuff like that?
That's not really a problem. You don't want to get too many things mixed up in it, because you'll be really going into the realms of composting if you get too many other materials in there. One of the best ways to collect autumn leaves is if you mow the lawn with the mower blade set quite high. That will collect the leaves for you, shred them for you, and yes, you will get a little bit of grass in there, but that won't be enough to change the composition sufficiently, so you will still get a good quality leaf mould from that.
Is there any reason why I shouldn't just dump all that in the compost heap? I mean, it's going to biodegrade anyway.
Again, you could do, but what you will probably find is that your compost heap will come to a bit of a standstill. You'd be adding far too many sort of what we call brown materials, which are the quite sort of woody, slow rotting materials. And unless you balance that out by adding, for example, a lot of grass cuttings or a lot of sort of fruit and veg peelings, you'd probably find that you would slow your compost almost to stopping point.
So you're actually better separating these two things out and making two completely different things.
Absolutely. And you get a very valuable product at the end of it with leaf mould. It's very, very fine quality and makes an excellent substitute for peat.
Once you've made all this stuff, and say you can use it for potting or putting it on the garden and so on as well, is there anything I need to add to it at that point?
Well, once it's done, it sort of depends on how you're going to use it. If you want to dig it straight into your garden as perhaps, you know, a soil improver, then you can use it straight from the container or the bag, however you've stored it. If you wanted to use it for potting, then you probably would mix it with, you know, some potting compost just, you know, to loosen the structure slightly. But really, you don't need to add anything to leaf mould. It's perfect as it is.
How big a problem is it that this stuff actually does end up in our dustbins? I mean, is there really a lot of it going to landfill?
At the moment, we did a recent survey and about 22% of the average sort of household dustbin is made up of green garden waste, which is a very, very high percentage when that could either be composted or made in, even in terms of leaves, made into leaf mould. That's a lot of biodegradable material that ends up going into landfill. It, you know, combines with all the other sort of harsh chemicals that go into landfill sites, and you end up getting quite a toxic mixture called leachate, which, whilst it is contained within landfills, there is the possibility for it to escape, and then it can pollute watercourses and cause damage to the environment. It's not a situation that you want to be even creating, let alone sort of waiting for the worst to happen, this stuff escaping.
How much is in our dustbins that we should be doing something else with?
Again, the recent survey that we did told us that about 80% of the average sort of household dustbin is recyclable. That does include, you know, what you might give out on your curbside collection. You may have somebody that comes and collects your papers or perhaps your cans, something like that. But if you put it all together, 80% can be recycled.
And any chance you think that that remaining 20% could ever get to the recycled stage?
To a certain extent, with our current technology, it's unlikely. There's always going to be, I think, a residual part of waste that we have no way of dealing with. Again, I would say that that's with our current state of technology. It would be lovely to think in the future that there is a way, a sustainable way of dealing with everything that we produce. Perhaps another way of looking at it would be is if we could design waste out of the process to begin with, then in time that 20% just won't be there.
From Surrey County Council, that's Marianne Cole.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.